Loving kindness method. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Stacy. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
It has a whole page of free audio meditations on not only for LKM but also for self-love, holiday love and breath. Also called Metta Meditation, LKM allows a person to develop more kindness by silently sending warmth and benevolence to themselves and others by chanting certain mantras. Developing benevolence is a popular form of Buddhist meditation. Many compassion meditation methods used in psychological research are borrowed from Theravada and Tibetan Buddhism. Other closely related meditation exercises include compassion meditation and compassion meditation, which aim to improve the unconditional and positive emotional state of kindness and compassion. Meditation techniques for compassion and love. Other types of mindfulness meditation encourage mindfulness of the present experience by focusing on physical or other sensory experiences, emotional states, thoughts or images, while CM focuses consciousness on alleviating pain. All rational people and LKMs are full of love and kindness towards their happiness. Like other types of meditation, this practice is beneficial to mental, emotional, and physical health. Just as exercise can improve your physical condition, mindfulness meditation practice can enrich your mind, spirit, and capacity for kindness. This form of meditation is one of the easiest ways to combine and practice the four qualities of love, kindness, appreciation and joy, compassion, and equality. Practice is a softening of the mind and heart, opening to ever deeper levels of the feeling of kindness, pure love. Showing compassion for yourself and others is a skill, not an innate skill that can be practiced through loving-kindness meditation. Tara Brach, a psychologist and meditation teacher, believes that starting life within yourself is the first step in teaching compassion for others. In self-critical societies like the United States, starting loving-kindness meditation from oneself can be difficult to generate compassion. You can train your mind to express empathy for those outside your normal circle of compassion, and learn to practice compassion for yourself. By practicing meditation techniques to develop compassion, you can learn to be present with the suffering you experience every day without being overwhelmed. You can use a simple loving-kindness meditation or metta to practice compassion for people outside of your regular group. Typically, metta meditations begin with an offering of self-compassion and then extend to friends and loved ones, and ultimately to people you may not know. You can also use this practice to create compassion for someone who is upset or angry with you. This practice allows you to first connect with a feeling of compassion for the other person, which you can then channel towards yourself. The next exercise uses a little deceit to help you create feelings of compassion for yourself. Psychologists and psychiatrists often encourage people to find reasons for being kind. Since metta meditation involves repeating kind phrases about oneself, it can help develop a sense of self-compassion. Self-love practices based on mindfulness, such as loving-kindness meditation, compassion exercises, and sensory awareness techniques, are becoming more popular every day. These practices, especially loving-kindness, can often be practiced as a necessary and skillful antidote for mental conditions such as violent anger, which at the moment of its occurrence may simply be too strong to be dealt with by direct observation, unless it happens. The practice is very developed. Loving kindness, compassion, compassionate joy, and equanimity are rigorous meditation practices that are primarily used to develop one-pointed attention, from which the powers of these evoked heart-transforming qualities arise. Focusing on compassion means that meditation is the desire to free the being from suffering, while focusing on loving kindness means the desire for happiness for the being. In this type of practice, meditators focus on sending wishes to the world for love, well-being, gratitude and compassion. The practice usually consists of silently repeating phrases such as "be happy" or "be free from suffering," for example, addressed to a person who, depending on the tradition, may or may not be visualized internally. First, the practitioner aims at himself, then at close, neutral, difficult, and finally at all beings, with variations between traditions. It is worth noting that various sublime
attitudes are cultivated by special subtypes of LKM, which differ in their psychological operations. For example,
Practitioners imagine that suffering people develop compassion in compassion meditation, and they imagine happy people cultivating loving-kindness in LKM in the strict sense of the word. To avoid confusion over the two meanings of the term, LKM, this article will use LKM broadly to refer to all of these subtypes of meditation, and some subtypes of LKM will be referred to as LKM about love, kindness or compassionate interventions and so on. When combined with CBT, LKM, and CM, they can be useful strategies for dealing with many psychological problems, including social anxiety, marital conflict, anger, and interpersonal stress. Emma Sapala is academic director of the Stanford Center for Research and Education in Compassion and Altruism and co-director of the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence Wellness Center. He has studied the effects of love, positivity, and LKM for nearly two decades. Dr. Kristen Neff has pointed out in her writings that meditation practices such as loving-kindness, compassion, and excellence go hand in hand. Just like cultivating mindfulness, we can rest on an object of concern or expand the domain to include objects of interest at different levels. Therefore, in this kind of compassion practice, we can stay in different levels of practice for several days, weeks, and counts. Months or years, everyone is equally effective and the same cure, and everyone will eventually tolerate each other. In early practice, compassion meditation was a way to heal oneself, soften and calm the mind, and arouse positive emotions about everything around us. The pillar of Buddhist meditation is based on this concept of universal compassion and kindness. Research on how compassion affects the brain has shown that Tibetan monks who have practiced compassion for more than 10,000 hours possess an exceptionally safe neural circuit of self-understanding and empathy. Christine Neff said that large-scale sample studies have shown that self-compassion and loving-kindness meditation exercises are positively related to emotional control and problem-solving. A 2015 meta-analysis summarized various high-quality experiments on compassion meditation, and found that the average improvement in daily positive emotions, the compassionate aspect of compassion meditation was greater than compassion-oriented practice influence. Another 2013 study found that conventional compassion meditation can increase self-compassion and awareness in patients with post-traumatic stress disorder. Participants who practiced compassion meditation became less self-critical than those who did not use compassion meditation. Regular practice of loving-kindness can enhance the meditator's compassion and kindness towards others, as well as their sense of connection. However, all forms of loving-kindness meditation have a common goal, which is to develop unconditional positive emotions related to all sentient beings.
Episode 1445 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Stacy Pena. Adios.